Well, there were joyous pictures in weekend papers of businessman Richard O'Halloran being reunited with his wife Tara and four children after nearly 3 years in China. Mr. O'Halloran was blocked from leaving China after getting caught up in a legal dispute between the Chinese authorities and the aircraft leasing firm for which he works. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, said the government had been working on the matter for some time. He wished Mr. O'Halloran a happy reunion with his family, and he acknowledged the Chinese embassy in Ireland and the Chinese authorities for their assistance.
Richard did nothing wrong and has been convicted of nothing. But he, of course, was a director in a company that got pulled into a very complicated legal case. Mm-hmm. And that became a consular case for us. And it was treated as such. And we have been working with the Chinese authorities. And what I did was I recognised that in the last number of weeks, the Chinese authorities have been helpful in terms of trying to bring this issue to an end so that a family that have been apart for 3 years could come back together. And that's the human story that I'm most interested in.
That's Minister Simon Coveney speaking to Carl Coleman on the This Week programme yesterday. Senator Michael McDougall has been taking an interest in Richard O'Halloran's detention in China, and he joins me now. And I'm sure, Michael McDougall, you share the joy at the reunion of Mr. O'Halloran and his family. Do you give credit to Minister Simon Coveney and Foreign Affairs for a job well done?
Well, first of all, Mary, I do indeed share the joy of Richard, Tara and their children in being reunited. And it is a happy day for them. But the real question here is this a case of all's well that ends well? And it certainly is not. What happened here is that an Irish businessman who was entirely innocent was detained against his will for 3 years by the Chinese government in an effort to effectively extort various sums of money, sometimes of 30 million euros, from an Irish firm which did not have that money in respect of a plane which had been leased to a Finnish airline and financed by a German bank. And all of these facts were known 2 years ago, 3 years ago, to the Chinese authorities. But they tried to bully, coerce and intimidate Mr. O'Halloran's company and himself by detaining him in China, trying to extract money from him in a manner which was wholly unlawful and a complete breach of his human rights. So whereas I agree with Simon Coveney that it's great that he's back with his family, the simple fact is that this should never have happened in the first place. It was a gross breach of Mr. O'Halloran and his family's human rights, and the Irish government should have protested much more strongly and much more loudly 2 years ago.
Do you accept, though, that this was a very complex diplomatic manoeuvre and negotiation for Simon Coveney and for Foreign Affairs to get the attention of the Chinese authorities and to work to help to negotiate Mr. O'Halloran's safe return?
No, I don't believe it was complex. What was plain as a pikestaff was what was going on, and what was going on was entirely wrong. And what was needed, in my view, was much faster intervention at a public level by the Irish government to save Mr. O'Halloran from being detained for 2 years in China. There was nothing complicated about impressing upon the Chinese authorities, firstly, that Mr. O'Halloran had nothing whatsoever to do with the original wrong which was committed by a Chinese businessman on Chinese investors. Secondly, that he himself could not come up with any of the money that the Chinese authorities were demanding of him. And thirdly, that the Irish government was in a position 2 years ago to say this is wrong and to make public denunciations of what was happening.
And did they not have involvement right along the way in trying to secure Mr. O'Halloran's return?
Unfortunately, Mary, they decided to pursue a very low-key and intermittent engagement with the Chinese authorities.
But is low-key sometimes better in situations like this than perhaps an adversarial approach?
It's not better. I mean, this was an Irish citizen being kept away from his family for the bones of 3 years. Low-key is not good enough in those circumstances. And we wouldn't do a low-key operation if this was happening in some African country or somewhere else. It's unfortunately the case that the Department of Foreign Affairs, among all of the European member states, pursues the most timid approach to China consistently. I mean, I went to Taiwan. I discovered that the Irish government effectively has nothing to do with the EU representative office in Taipei because they're afraid of offending the Chinese government. And this is the kind of he calls it low key and behind the scenes negotiation. It shouldn't have happened in the first place.
How much leverage do you think a country like Ireland would have?
Ireland is a member of the United Nations Security Council. Ireland is a member state of the EU. The European Union has leverage over China. This way of treating an Irish citizen, imprisoning him effectively in China for 2 years or 3 years, and trying to use that leverage to get him somehow to come up with $30 million, which he didn't have and couldn't possibly
But
produce,
do you know
was wrong.
that at a low key level, if we call it that, that they were not pursuing channels of communication through the European Union, through the United Nations?
I spoke to Mr. O'Halloran on many occasions, and I don't want to divulge now what he said about what was or what was not being done for him. But the point I'm making is, Mary, it is not good enough for the Irish Department of Foreign Affairs to effectively thank the Chinese authorities for resolving this situation when it was the Chinese authorities who perpetrated this major breach of human rights for 3 years on an Irish citizen who was wholly blameless.
Senator Michael McDougall, thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland this morning, 12 minutes to 8.